Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide-leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable 6-blade shaves, swift rinse and 4 blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
How do you do?
Hear that?
Just want to talk about the boys in blue.
Hear that?
Now that you've been here a year, what's your favorite KCQ?
Hear that?
What's new in the clubhouse, the bullpen, and the lineup too?
Hear that?
How was the road trip? Bob and Dusty want to know.
Hey, man.
What do you think of Slugger and FM radio?
Hey, man.
Is it true? You're a dead.
Possibility means you have a chance.
Passion opens the door to all possibilities.
When I feel like anything's possible, I feel kind of giddy.
I want to be an astronaut,
an artist,
an actress.
To visit another country.
All I need is a backpack and a pair of shoes and I'll find a way.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
I've never felt like more things are possible than right now.
In the right shoes, anything's possible.
DSW, countless shoes at bragworthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable 6-blade shaves, swift rinse and 4 blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
No matter why you give, your donations can do so much more with a donor-advised fund from DAFGiving 360. You can get a tax deduction upon funding an account, and your assets can potentially grow tax-free as you recommend when and where to give. It's a tax-smart way to maximize your charitable giving from a fund with over 25 years of expertise bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together. Make a greater impact with DAFGiving 360. Learn more at DAFGiving360.org.
Head tools.
Hear that.
Get
Matt.
Hey, Matt.
How about tomorrow?
Hey, Matt. Hey, Matt. Hey, Matt. Hey, Matt. Hey, Matt.
That's right, 9 o'clock on a Wednesday, we get to Matt Cotrero, the Royals manager. God, it feels good after that game last night, Q. I'll tell you what, man, I was jumping and jiving and chugging some brews, probably a little too late. But how about that win last night? All three phases, pitching, defense, and offense showed up.
Well, you bounced back good to get up for a 6 o'clock show if you've had a couple too many.
I'm not, Matt, I'm not human, okay? I've never had a hangover.
Hey, dude, he's 38 years old. He's a lot younger than we are. Doesn't have the kids running around, you know, so he's got the opportunity to do that stuff.
Zero kids, zero wife, zero hangovers, zero trouble, zero bubbles. That's Surfside for you. But if you want, when you celebrate making the playoffs this year, I can come in the locker room and kind of show some guys around.
Jeez, well, you know, I mean, let's hold off on that. Okay. One. I mean, if you seem like a professional celebrator, but that's good. That's good. Yeah, last night was a good game. I mean, the pitching's been really good. You know, that's been pretty constant. You know, we've hit for a lot more power this last month or so, and that's been encouraging. And, you know, Bobby's home run was a huge separator last night. But there's been a lot of really positive things the last week, 10 days for sure, and the defense has been outstanding. The base running's been good, so it's a time where when you put those things together, you're going to give yourself a really good chance to win.
I don't know what you just said there, Matt, and I'm sorry. You called the man a professional celebrator.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know that there's been a better term for an individual than somebody calling Dusty a professional celebrator. It was so good.
Well, I mean, how
damn right.
38 years old and never have had a hangover. You must be a pro.
Because I'm sick. I'm sick and twisted. I'm not normal. Matt, how professional did Seth Lugo look last night in a key game against those Texas Rangers?
It was great to get, you know, a Lugo-esque performance back. I mean, he pitched into the seventh with 2 runs. I mean, that you're going to take that chance every time, and that's what we've become accustomed to seeing from him. He's had a couple of blips these last couple of times, but guys like him, they know how to deal with that mentally, emotionally. You know, he wasn't panicked. He wasn't looking for something to change. It was all about execution.
Talking with Matt Cotrero here, the manager of the Royals, and you know, he did mention Lugo, Bobby with the 100th home run. But these veteran guys you added, Q, just continue to make a huge difference on this team. Like, I hate to be that guy. Where would we be without Yaz? But where would we be without Yaz right now? He's been outstanding for you guys.
Yeah, he has. And, you know, obviously what you see on the field has been great. I mean, the home runs, you know, the professional at-bats. You look at, I don't know how many he's had, but several 8, 9, 10 pitch at bats, and those, you know, he might not even get a hit in some of those or get on base, but what that does for the, you know, breaking down the opposing pitching staff and having guys get a better shot at him behind him, all those kinds of things, and just showing some of the younger players what those at bats look like at this time of year is really big. And behind the scenes, what he's done, you know, the conversations in the cage and the clubhouse, his demeanor is very calm. You know, like, he doesn't get too hyped up one way or the other, but you can tell there's a real fire inside of him competitively.
You know, we don't have a lot to go on when it comes to, you know, bringing in players and differences that get made. We always go back to 14 and 15, and I apologize for that because that's the way we operate, because that's all we really have to go on, right? And you guys did, I think, a lot of what they did in 14 and 15. They added those random veteran guys in. And you look at it up from a just a number standpoint, you go, what is that guy going to bring to the table? But then I hear you talk about all the behind the scenes stuff, just like they did in 14 and 15. Is that sometimes more valuable than the on the field stuff for you?
Well, on the field, obviously you have to perform, right?
Right.
You can have a bunch of nice guys and competitors and, you know, those kinds of things, but you have to perform. And I think what, you know, fans need to understand, and, you know, people that aren't in it day to day, is there's a lot of really good major league players that aren't household names and that aren't going to say, oh man, we're going to get, you know, the big superstar. There's guys that, like the Yazes, that are, you know, 8-year major league player, that just in of itself to stick around that long and be a productive player. And when you're playing him in a role that he's suited for, where you're, you know, he's facing predominantly righties, you know, he's a really good defender. Like, he does a lot of things that can help you win a game. And those are the kinds of moves that we tried to make, is putting, you know, he and Grichik are essentially a complementary player. One crushes lefties, one crushes righties. they both play pretty good defense. They're good base runners. And then you add on the stuff behind the scenes and they become, you know, the what is it? I can never get that saying right, but the total is greater than the sum of the parts whatever.
Right.
But that's what you're trying to, that's what you're trying to do. You're trying to make your 26 guys 28, you know, or 29 by adding up all the little things.
Yeah, you talk about adding up all the little things, and I go back to your quote from last weekend about something's going to have to open up, and I know Yaz is slugging like crazy, and I'm not saying that this is where he would come into play, but the kid in AAA right now is doing a lot of damage down there in Jack Caglione. Is that something that has to open up possibly September 1st when the rosters expand?
Well, I mean, Jack's doing what we would hope he does going down there on his rehab assignment, right? He's hitting for power. You know, we're looking, there's a lot of things that go behind the scenes too, that we've talked with Jack about his routines and understand, you know, he got a decent exposure in the big leagues and understands now what the game is here. And that's the only way you're going to get to improve at this level is to play at this level, but he was exposed to it. So yeah, if an opportunity comes up and he's available, then for sure we'll consider that. But September is an option. Anytime between now and then is an option. But at the same time, we have to have a role where he's going to play, because if he's not playing on a regular basis, then we have to figure out what's best for him at this young stage of his career.
Is there something he's doing currently in AAA right now that maybe you guys saw that he wasn't doing that you're seeing that he's starting to do now, like a learning curve type of thing with Jack Caglione that can get him back to Kauffman Stadium?
Well, you know, when he went to AAA the first time, it was only a couple of weeks, but he crushed AAA the first time. I mean, he did everything he could possibly do in the minor leagues in that short stint. Now, what he's doing more so from his routines and the quality of his at-bats, I think they have improved a little. But again, he's been down there for six games last week and won, so seven total games. So it would be unrealistic to think, boy, the guy has transformed his routine or he's become a different guy, or, and not that we were looking for him to be a different guy, but mm-hmm. You know, it's only been 1 week essentially of baseball.
Yep. Q, I think, and I've been looking for the last couple of weeks how to, I mean, you know, I talk for a living, but sometimes you just can't come up with the right words or the right way to describe something. Vinny Pasquantino to me is like, he's not the best player on the team, but I feel like he's the heart and soul of your team. And if anything were to happen, like when he left that game on Saturday, we all thought the worst, right? I mean, that's in the stands. We're all sitting there going, oh my God, Vinny's out of the game. We can't win without Vinny. How do you describe what Vinny Pasquantino brings to the club? Because I'm struggling to do so, but I know it's a hell of a lot. And we can't win without that guy.
Well, when you look at the guy that hits third for you every day in a major league season, that's an extremely valuable player on your team. You know, he's not the, he might be, you never know, like who is the best player on any given day. You don't win with one best player, right? You need a really good deep team. And Vinny is a huge part of that. He's a really, really good major league player that his skill set is different than a Bobby or an Izzy or whatever. He's a first baseman that hits for power, puts really good at bats together, can hit righties and lefties, plays good defense, is a good clubhouse presence, works extremely hard, knows how to prepare. Like, there are a lot of things that Vinny does extremely well that make him a really, really good middle-of-the-order bat on a good major league team.
Yeah, I'm glad you said the clubhouse presence. Last one for you. The addition of Frazier and Yaz on this team and Gretschik as well showing production in the lineup. What's the production been like in that clubhouse with those additions with these guys?
Yeah, I mean, that's, you know, one of the immeasurables, right? I mean, they know what it takes to win. They've been on playoff teams before. Frazier's a, you know, for a term I've heard recently, a glue guy. You know, he's one of those guys that keeps everybody focused. And he's one of the guys that has a really good way about him that to keep people accountable. And it's not necessarily that things have gone wrong. It's just that when a player delivers a message to another player in a way of like, he's very matter of fact, you know, somebody feels sorry for themselves or thinks that things aren't going their way, he'll be like, hey, get over it. Like, you know, win the game, those kinds of things. And when that comes from a player, that's far more valuable than when it comes from me or a member of the coaching staff. And he just has that way. We've all experienced this in life, right? When certain people have a way of giving you feedback that it doesn't come across as critical, or all of a sudden you hate that person. Other people don't have that skill, and Frazier has that skill, and it's extremely valuable.
Which Dead concert was your favorite of the list I sent you over the weekend?
I got to go with the one I remember that I went to was was not on that list. So I have to go with the, and they made a 3-CD box set of Dozin' at the Nick in 1989 or 90, whatever year that was. I have to go with the most memorable one for me.
Where was that concert?
Albany, New York. Yeah. Albany. It used to be called Knickerbocker Arena. And now, you know, it's had multiple names since then, but they made a 3-CD box set from those three nights.
Well, that has to be up there on that list. They had, the number one was the one at the college in upstate New York where they kind of invaded and took over and became a legend. Imagine seeing the Dead when you're in college.
Well, I saw them in high school. So that was just as mesmerizing for me, yeah.
Were you a professional celebrator back then?
I was not.
Is that why you don't remember the concerts?
I got to catch up with you, buddy.
Well, keep catching up with those teams above you and getting the wild card, getting the playoffs, and let's dance in October, Q.
Okay. See you guys.
Talk to you next week.
That is manager Matt Cotrero there of the Kansas City Royals. I'll take that nickname. Professional celebrator?
You're a professional celebrator, he said.
You can take me out of the frat house. You can't take the frat out of the guy. Coming up on the other side, Matt got pissed at Dan Le Batard. Is that right?
Oh, no.
Or is it Bob that got pissed at Dan Le Batard?
I don't get pissed.
Mac. Okay. Well, you do get pissed, but come on. Look at him. He's like, what?
He's so mad. It was probably something about.
This guy doesn't get pissed. Just screaming at me about Howie Roseman yesterday.
Yeah. Well, that's just a bad take on your. I mean, there's a song about your love for Howie Roseman.
You're right.
All right. Zero troubles, guys. Let's
kiss
get back to
my ass.
Love it. I'm always your stand-up guy here on 96.5 The Fan, your home for Kansas City sports.
You seem like a professional celebrator.
You're listening to Fesco and Dusty.
What the hell's wrong with your station?
On Kansas City's FM sports station, 96.5 The Fan.
Kansas City, under stadium lights. Mac's got his Chiefs gear, cheering with all his might. Red and gold, he's painted from head to toe. A kid with a dream where the arrowhead glows. He's screaming for Mahomes, living for the score. Every touchdown, he's begging for more. But the Super Bowl comes, and the Chiefs finally win. Something shifts in Mac, where do we begin? He's got posters of each, the GM supreme. Built the Chiefs dynasty, living the dream. But across the field, in Philly's green light, Howie Roseman's calling, stealing Mac's heart tonight. Oh Mac, you're a star-crossed lover torn in two. Kansas City's your home, but Philly's calling you. From Veach to Roseman, you're chasing a spark. A Chiefs fan in love with an eagle at heart. Your friends don't get it. They're shaking their heads, saying, Mac, what's wrong? You're out of your depth. The love's a wide what? Play. No
out of your depth.
Boy. Well, he's got a scrapbook.
Oh, yeah, I got a scrapbook.
Ooh, what's in that scrapbook? Pictures of Howie Roseman.
How to spell
sure,
Eagles.
Yes.
Yeah, do you know how to spell Eagles? It's your team. E-A-G. What was it? E-A-G-L-E-S? Is that what? No, E-A-G.
I don't know if they got the A. Maybe. Maybe it was E-G. No.
No, it was E-A-G-L-E-S.
Yeah, it may have been it.
E-A-G. No, that's Eagles.
E-L-G-S-E-S.
Or so, yeah, not even
Let's
close.
Let's go, Birds!
Let's go, Birds.
Oh, is that Birds or Bears at the end?
I think it's Birds.
Oh, somebody yelled, yeah, Let's go, Bears.
Spell it right or wrong. They beat our ass.
Yeah, that's true.
Speaking of our ass, the Kansas City Chiefs, we ask you.
Ba-da-ba-ba-ba, I'm loving it. Well, hello, everybody. Happy Wednesday.
238 votes in on the Fesco and Dusty Wednesday poll question. What AFC West team worries you the most? The Denver Broncos, the Los Angeles Chargers, the Las Vegas Raiders, or none of them, actually. The Denver Broncos hold a 60.1% lead. The Chargers, 8.8%. The Vegas Raiders, 1.3%. And none, actually, 29.8%. So it's either Denver or none.
It's funny when you were going through the names of the teams, and I was just thinking about when I started covering the Chiefs in 2001, how the division is completely different. We had teams in San Diego, Oakland, Seattle, Denver, and Kansas City in the AFC West. Now we have Kansas City, Denver, Las Vegas, and LA. Seattle's in the NFC. San Diego doesn't have a team. Oakland doesn't have a team. It's crazy how much that has changed.
Somebody says, that song is effing awesome. I feel like we're just listening to LFO. WTF are we listening to? LMAO. Love that song. LOL. Is this 303? And then we have a new T-shirt idea from the 785 Professional Celebrator.
That's right.
That's it. Yes.
That's a good one. That's we make the T-shirts. One. Sorry, Q. You're not getting any rights off of that one. I'll tell you that right now.
That's hilarious. Mac, you found a poll from Dan Lebatard's show that pissed you off. Please explain to that, please.
38 years old and never have had a hangover. You must be a pro.
Yeah, dude. Dan Lebatard, is Tom Brady still the face of the NFL?
Yes.
No. What?
No.
No.
No, he's not. He doesn't play in the NFL.
31% of the people say yes.
Is there any sort of, like, thing
that's
around
a small
that.
Number, though. That it's
31, one out of every three people.
Yeah, but the other side is 70% say no, right?
One out of every three people you'd ask on the streets. I mean, obviously, that's not what we got. 1,000 people have voted, so this is not the whole conglomerate. But I'm just saying, like, that seems like a lot to me. It's been 8 years that the Chiefs have ruled. 6 years.
Yeah, he just doesn't go away, right? The Raiders organization, Fox broadcast.
Face.
It's just it's never going away. The statue gets put up the other day in New England. And we'll see what happens this year with Tom Brady because it's, you know, the retirement party, right? It's, hey, Tom, how you doing? Just can't let it go. And I think this is why a lot of people, when you think of Travis Kelce's career, want to see him just go do life instead of be in the booth where I think he'd be successful or be on a pre or post game show. But again, like Tom Brady lost his marriage because he couldn't get rid of football. Tom Brady's still single because he doesn't want to get rid of football, which that's fine. It's his life. Do your thing. I have no care. But I feel like Travis Kelce, who is in the midst of a very serious relationship, probably wants to get away from football once he is done with football. I don't speak for him. I don't know that to be exact. But I would say that like that's probably why 30% of people say that Tom Brady's still the face of football. Because what? How long was Michael Jordan still the face of basketball when he was actually out of basketball?
Still to this day. I mean, still to this day, we're talking about Michael Jordan, though. I mean,
yeah, think about it. Yeah. Talking about it. Yeah. He's not the face.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's the GOAT. He's not the face.
I mean, I look, I think when
LeBron is the face of basketball and has been for 15 years.
I think, I think when you talk, though, about sports, you guys at times have to remember, and I'm talking to sports fans in general, there are more casual sports fans out there than there are guys like us that are diehard that know what's going on. I would say, like looking at that poll, I would say that probably sums up the difference between hardcore sports fans and casual sports fans, right? I think there is a big difference. I think there's a lot of people that love to watch the Kansas City Chiefs and watch the games. Don't have any idea the three of us exist, right? They just watch that game.
For sure.
They're fans of football, whatever it is, and they go about their day. There's a lot of people who say, yeah, I'm a big NFL fan, name a player, and they immediately will say Tom Brady. Because he was in your face for so long. And as Dusty pointed out, he's the number one broadcast team. He's the owner of one of the most prominent franchises now and sported that white jacket that looked like unbelievable the other day.
He got laid after that
before that game. I mean, could you imagine Jen's reaction if I waltzed in with that jacket on?
Do they have that jacket, but like Chiefs red?
I don't know. I think the white is what does it. But again, you can only wear that one time and then you get to catch up on it and forget about it. It's over. But like Tom Brady is, he's one of those guys that like the casual of casual fans knows who Tom Brady is.
I completely agree. And I see what you're saying, but my counter would be to that. So is Mahomes. The NBA didn't have a guy like that, like Jordan, for a long time. LeBron didn't get to that till mid-2010s.
Once he went back to the Cleveland and won a title.
Let me ask you this. Everybody weigh in on this on the text line, too.
No.
Do you think that when it's all done for Patrick Mahomes and LeBron James, those two guys right now, because we've got Brady and
LeBron
Jordan up
James.
Here, right? Do you think those two guys will be able to just kind of let it go and go back into the background and just be who they are? Or do you think they will be that narcissistic like Tom Brady is? Because as much of a narcissistic as Aaron Rodgers is, I think once he's done playing, unless you're in the woods in Oregon, you probably aren't going to see much from Aaron Rodgers, right? Because I don't think he offers a lot being on TV. I don't find him to be engaging. I don't find him to be somebody I want telling me about a football game, quite honestly.
No.
So I think we'll see him disappear. But Tom Brady, you want to talk about that ego, that narcissistic side of things. I mean, as Dusty pointed out, the man left his wife to continue to play football.
She left him to go do jujitsu, and then she never came back.
Right. Well, exactly. However you want to look at it.
She went from a yellow belt to no belt.
But she but she also said, this better be it or I'm gone.
It's me or it,
Don't
Tom.
Have a fall wedding and don't take my pizza cutter. Yeah.
And then he said, well, actually, I could have Sydney Sweeney, Sophie Vergara, Kim Kardashian.
Right. See you later. But as long as Tom can't let it go, he's always going to be out there. People are always going to look at him as kind of the face of the NFL from a playing standpoint. No, it's Patrick Mahomes, and there's no debate at who number two is. But when you look at the NFL as a whole, I bet you if you ask people, name five figures in the NFL right now, everybody says Tom Brady.
You don't think everyone says Mahomes?
No, I do. I'm just saying,
gotcha.
If you go out on the street and say, name five NFL figures, not players, just figures of the NFL, I think you get Mahomes, I think you get Brady, I think
Montana.
You get Kelsey. He's not really a figure now, though, in the NFL.
That's true.
I think you would probably get Tony Romo a lot.
I think you'll see a lot of similarities in Patrick's post-career that you see in Peyton Manning's.
Speaking of the Mannings, have you seen the short that Eli just dropped? He's on a double-decker bus driving around New York City, and then he pans over and Jameis Winston's with him, and it's a packed bus of people.
That sounds dope. I have to watch that.
But yeah, like Peyton has that kind of like, He's an adult.
He's a businessman first.
Okay, business.
And then it's, now I'm not saying that Mahomes is going to start like, you know, I don't know, Wide 80 Productions like Peyton Manning started Omaha Productions, but I could see Mahomes like getting into the front office, doing a lot of like what George Brett did, right? Like getting into player personnel, helping out with drafting, helping out with the business, because Clark ain't going to be here forever. Mark Donovan ain't going to be here forever. Veach ain't going to be here forever. But the one thing that you can do to keep that foreverness somewhat intact in your system is keep somebody around that was with it and saw it be built. Well, this is how Brett taught us. This is how Mark Donovan taught us. This is how Andy taught us. This is how this all happened. That's why when people say when Andy Reid leaves and Mahomes is here, at that point, Mahomes will be 35, 36. It's like, I don't need Andy Reid anymore. And I don't mean that as a shot. It's just more so like, I know everything at the same moment that we are both on the same page throughout life and throughout the game of football, that he doesn't necessarily have to be present for me to understand how we run things.
Yeah, and I don't think that's a shot at Andy Reid at all. That's growing up. As much as we're old enough to not need our parents, you still call your parents and ask for advice and, you know, talk to them about things all the time, even though you don't need that there because you've gotten to that point in your life where you're technically on your own. Mahomes can call Andy Reid all he wants. Hey, Andy, I got a question on this or something. But yeah, you feel good. Like if Andy Reid were to retire today, you go, oh, this sucks. It's not good. But you go, we still have Patrick Mahomes. He'll be able to kind of figure this thing out. But I just think when you talk about faces of the NFL, I think when you talk about faces of sports, a lot of times it is a broadcaster that everybody sees, right? I mean, you talk about, you know, college basketball. To me, it's Dick Vitale.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it was Bill Walton for a while, you know, doing the West Coast games and whatnot.
It was Madden in the NFL.
And you know, I don't know who that analyst necessarily is right now. Tony Romo is very present, obviously. And Chris Collinsworth may be kind of that guy that everybody knows in the league. You tend to, you know, the casual fan probably knows more about the broadcaster than they do about the teams playing on the field too, you know, because they know, like my friend's mom hated, for whatever reason, absolutely hated what was the guy's name who used to coach, Lou Holtz. Hated Lou Holtz.
Really?
On TV. Hated Lou Holtz. Passion for hating Lou Holtz.
Wasn't good.
But that's where people go. It's not about the team at times.
Yeah.
They get this passion to hate this broadcaster or like this broadcaster.
I mean, yeah,
you know?
Tony Romo.
Yeah.
Very controversial.
Very controversial. Went from the top of the mountain to the bottom real fast.
Can't stand him.
There's special teams out in South Bend like Notre Dame. They're going to be really good teams to play football.
Right.
Yeah, Lou Holtz.
He stunk. Yeah, he was terrible.
Good.
Just like Dungy. He stinks too.
Polymarket Football, I'm sure.
Oh, I love them. That's a great site. Yeah,
okay.
They have good stuff.
It is believed that the NFL is seeking an 8-game suspension for Rashee Rice per Adam Scheffler.
Adam Schefter.
Sorry, not a parody. Yeah, it is believed the NFL is seeking an 8-game suspension for Rashee Rice per Adam Schefter from Polymarket Football. Mac?
Let's get into another
one
word.
First name is Blake, and he goes on a cruise. He goes on a Caribbean cruise.
Katie Holmes.
No.
Are you listening?
What's your least favorite thing about working with yourself?
Body odor.
You get one word.
On the count of three, name your favorite dinosaur. One, two, three.
Velociraptor.
This is One Word on Fesco and Dusty.
How about one word on what Dusty just told us from Polymarket Football? 8 games for Rashee Rice, alleged right now. That is what there could be estimated. 8 games. One word.
You know, based on everybody saying these double-digit games, if it ends up being 8, I guess that's a quote-unquote win. But I talked to somebody this morning who's like, I think it's going to be 4-6, but hell if I know, you know? You know, like nobody knows. 8 seems way too many to me. I still think 4 and settle at 2 is where it should be. But again, I'm different from everybody else.
I think my one word would be fair. Don't break the law. Don't run away. Don't be a menace to society. Take your punishment like a man. If it's 8 and you challenge, they go to 6. I think 8 is fair. If he plays all the way up to week 5, that means he's out until week 14. It's fair because guess what? He's going to have time off to stay healthy. And then guess what happens after week 14? 15, 16, 17, 18, playoff right. Stretch run. Maybe you're fighting for that one seed. Oh, of course Rashee Rice comes back. Well, what is it, dumb fan? Exactly. Was it a fair suspension or was it the NFL letting him come back for the playoffs because he misses 8 weeks of the season? I think 8 is fair. I'm okay with 8. 8's fair.
Sophie Cunningham of the Indiana Fever going to be done for the season. Knee injury. I'm sorry, Dustman. One word.
I'm going to say sad.
Mm-hmm.
Because I like watching her play, seeing what she does. She's good for the league in so many different ways. But I'm going to ask you what I asked you off the air. I've seen zero conversation about the WNBA since Caitlin Clark has been hurt. Can we all just end the conversation that she is the player that drives the WNBA? Now, I know football has kind of started up again, but we have heard nothing on the worldwide leader from the WNBA since Caitlin Clark has gone down. I think it's clear to everybody else, if she's not playing in the league, nobody cares about the league.
Yeah.
Because if the league had all these other great players, why aren't we talking about them? Everybody just walked away from the WNBA once Caitlin Clark got hurt. It's really sad.
It's sad because she's the love of my life but doesn't know it yet. She's very entertaining. Her outfits before the game are always mesmerizing. She's got a great personality. Luckily for her, she's still doing that podcast, which she just did a new one yesterday, talked about the injury. Didn't take it as a cheap shot, even though she was injured by the lady that's tended to injure a lot of players in the WNBA. It's a MCL tear, I believe, and that's not as super serious as an ACL. She'll be back next year. Kaylee back next year. Hopefully the dildos aren't back.
I mean, that's the only WNBA story that we've had since Caitlin Clark got hurt.
Yeah, pretty much.
Yeah. And so we'll see. But golly, Sophie Cunningham, she's the key lime pie to my eye, man. Sweet, tart, and just absolutely would just love to have it.
I know that I'm hard.
100%.
I hope, though, that this is a wake-up call to everybody else in the league to understand that this is Caitlin Clark's league. You can say what you want. You can treat her the way you want to treat her. What you guys don't understand is this is Caitlin Clark's league. And again, I go back to the golf analogy. Once they realized it was Tiger's league, everybody got better. Everybody made more money.
Arch Manning, he's been the story. He's the number one quarterback. He's facing the Ohio State in a couple weeks. We'll be at Bob's house to watch it all. The story of him not going in the NFL draft came out because his granddad was like, no, he's not going to the NFL draft. He's going to graduate college. His dad graduated college. His uncle's graduated college. He'll do the same. Arch commented on that yesterday. And that story's back, baby.
Here next year. Is he right?
Yeah, I don't know where he got that from. he texted me and apologized about that. But I'm really just taking it day by day right now.
Why didn't he just come? Yeah, grandpa. You know, why he should have just said senile is the one word. That's my senile grandpa out there doing that. I don't know what he's talking about.
Hell, he's saying.
But I don't like the fact that he let it back out because now all these draft nicks, they've got their low hanging fruit.
Sure.
It's Arch Manning. Arch Manning still got to go play. And until he goes out there and truly plays, I don't know what to say about Arch Manning. This is, again, the narrative that gets started at the beginning of the year in college football is the one that's there, and it's tough to change the narrative, whether good or bad. Every single week, they're going to tell us Arch Manning is the number one quarterback in college football, regardless of what he does. Can we let the kid just go play?
Yeah, please.
I mean, I think he's going to win the Heisman. I think he's the best quarterback in college football. Okay. I just don't think we've seen enough because people don't get that opportunity when Quinn Ewers was playing. And I understand that Quinn Ewers hasn't made it in the NFL. Obviously, he just got drafted. He's been terrible so far in preseason. But again, for the criticism of him, why can't we be optimistic? Why can't we say for one time in our life, let's look at the back of the jersey and say, hey, he's got a Manning gene in him. Maybe he will be good.
Peyton was good. Eli was good. Arch was good. Cooper was good. He just wasn't as good as those guys.
Well, Cooper had a back injury or a neck injury.
And he was sustained by injury to lose his career. So, I mean,
better,
he's the one that falls off. I think it's exciting. I also think it's kind of cool to bring in your home life like that when it comes out where Gramps might have been a little heavy on the old Forster. Yeah. It was like, yeah, he's not going to the pros. Why
I'll tell
he?
You, back in my day, we got college degrees.
Right. And he's like, sorry, man, I was a little hooped up on, you know, grandpa's cough syrup. But, you know, do whatever you want. It's your life. I shouldn't be living inside of it, I think is basically what they were saying. Gramps doesn't live vicariously through grandson. And they nipped it. And now Arch Manning gets to go out in Texas and prove why he is who he is.
Got an Arch Manning lover over there, Bob. That week one game is going to be interesting.
He's going to be all in.
He's going to be in burnt orange.
Yeah, that's fine. I root for Arch Manning. I hope he does great.
Me too.
But again, like, why do we have to declare things before we let them happen?
But everybody's declaring everything. Some people say he's not good. Some people are saying he's good because text line comes in. I would only ask, what gives you the assumption just because he's a Manning, because we haven't seen him do anything? Then what gives you the assumption to have that take? Why can't you sit back and also?
Him, was it?
No, I'm saying that's what the text is saying. Gotcha. Like, why can't I assume, but yet everybody else is the safe one to say, oh, we haven't seen him play. We don't know what he can be. Why can't you be optimistic? Why do I why do I have to be the bad guy saying, I think he will be good because I have these three guys as proof, but yet, well, why do we say that? Because he's a Manning? Why do you have to not be so optimistic? I mean, I just don't get it. Like, it can't not be both.
Well, I think it's okay to be optimistic, but it's also just let the kid play again, too. Like, imagine the pressure of being the Texas quarterback, and I know you got the Manning stuff, and so it's a little bit different. You know how to deal with the pressure. It's the University of Texas, who has not won a damn thing on the football field in a very long time. It's the Manning name. It's the NIL money. It's the media pressure. It's already being the number one overall pick. My God, can that guy legally buy a beer on 6th Street yet?
Also, you may not understand what we do for a living. The answer is because you don't need to predict. You just need to watch it all play out for itself. That's boring. Nobody wants that.
Yeah, we spit takes, baby. Little League spitting takes on Ohtani. Here's this Little League softball player. Dude.
Love it.
Home run ball. He hit a game he went to. What was that? Tell me that story.
So I went to LA back in 2023 to watch the Angels game in which Shohei Ohtani was still in the Angels. And during that time, Kikuchi from Toronto Blue Jays was pitching. And then Ohtani was batting. And then he hit a home run into an area where the fans couldn't go. And then this guy got the ball and gave it to my brother. So the next day, we went to the VIP box at the front and I asked for his signature. But all he gave me was a side eye and like not a nice glance. So after that, like, I've never liked him ever since. He's not really humble, so yeah, not my style.
Not my...
Got the side eye from Shohei Ohtani.
Not her style.
I'll be honest with you, more of this stuff because I think we're trying to make Shohei Ohtani out to be the guy that he kind of is, right? Like, people don't trust Shohei Ohtani right now, and then you didn't sign a kid's ball.
Not a good look.
No, it's not. Like, everything is going to be scrutinized with Shohei Ohtani.
You're under a microscope, dude. Yeah. Come on.
I'm just telling you, I told you last week, more will be developed about Shohei Ohtani. There's too much smoke around
him. Oh, there's a lot.
Too much. I'm over Shohei Ohtani.
I don't want you predicting things, man. Don't be predicting things.
Oh, I'm sorry. Let's just let it play out, and we'll see if Shohei Ohtani's a bad guy. Translator gambled his money, didn't know $3 million, got, you know, wired. Didn't know he was scamming a guy's house, doesn't sign autographs, gives kids a side eye. Yeah, we'll see what happens with Shohei Ohtani. You know, maybe he will be Babe Ruth. Let's just all sit back and watch. Coming up, we wrap this show up and get you set up for Thursday here on Fesco and Dusty on 96.5 The Fan, your home for Kansas City sports.
What's up, Kansas City? This is Jonathan India here, and you're listening to Fesco and Dusty on your home for Royals baseball, 96.5 The Fan.
Final segment here on Fesco and Dusty with Mac Morey as well. It's National Radio Day today. Tell us what you love about this show so far, because we're about a year into this. We're going to keep trucking along as you all will let us. So 913-586-7965. What's your favorite part about Fesco, Dusty, and Mac? Guarantee your laugh is the number one seed.
I would love it. That'd be an honor. That'd be an honor. Some people hate it. It's okay.
Sick and twisted. I'm not normal.
Who hates it?
Yeah, we get texts. I've always gotten texts like that every radio station. It's either love it or hate it. But
those
I don't
people
care.
Hate like sunshine and flowers. And
you seem like a professional celebrator.
913-586-7965 National Radio Day today. So, Big game on Saturday. Week zero, K-State, Iowa State, thanks to Wyatt Thompson who joined the show earlier.
That was awesome. 11 a.m.
Yeah. Can't wait for that. Somebody, 816, same guy. I love all the predictions and the hot takes, LOL. Yeah. Well done. Well done. Take the
perfect
day. From the 816, Max Smile and Laugh and Hair.
Oh, hair too. Yeah.
So like Cody and Gold do the garage sale. Maybe they do, maybe they don't. But if they do, would you put a lock of hair in like a little like penny pocket that they put baseball cards in and sign it as your one of one Mac Auto?
Oh, absolutely. Oh, yeah. Oh, that'd be great. It'd be like this guy.
Dusty, I need to come over to your house.
Have we got any more voicemails?
Yeah, do we? Do we have any?
Because I look outside my window every single night after hearing that.
We don't get a lot of voicemails on the app, do we?
Let me see. I'll check.
Yeah, man. My favorite part about this show is that it makes my mornings survivable. Love you guys. Well, we love you. KU also plays on Saturday. Bill Brooks' traffic report makes this show. Max Childish Giggle sounds like what a unicorn mane probably feels like. That's the guy that called me and said he wants to come to my house and eat my food, which AKA means my soul, my heart, and everything inside. Yeah. Mac for sure, Vol fan, and his laugh, it's the same as my buddy from college, exact same. I also like Bob and awesome. Co.
Okay. Bob and Co.
Yeah, like I guess Bob I'm Co. And Co.
Hey, Co.
What's up?
Hey, what's up, Co?
Fesco and Co.
Fesco and it's Co. Fess and Co.
It's Fess.
Welcome to the show. It's Fess and Co. here on 96.5 The Fan.
Mr. Co. I think this is their Bob and Co.
Bob and Co.
did that flip to a different text and say, man, Bob and co-host Dusty, too?
That
did
could
it,
be it.
Did it flip? Did it say?
Yeah. I love it when you guys are off for the holiday. I kid. My radio is locked on 96.5, 24/7, 365.
Awesome. Hey, there we go, baby. Off for the holiday, too. That makes four of us.
That's true. We got this message yesterday.
The boys are playing some ball at the right time. Love it.
There you go.
Who was that?
Can you give me that one more time?
The boys are playing some ball at the right time. Love it.
Was that Ned?
That's Ned right there, yeah.
That sounds like somebody just finished. Listen to that again, and he's breathing.
It's the same guy who called Dusty.
The boys are playing some ball at the right time. Love it.
Favorite part of the show, Dusty and Max. We got Max and Co.
Max, awesome.
Love Max.
Yeah. Let's go, Max. Oh, gosh.
BBL Stinky. Somebody texting in. That was their favorite part of the show.
I assume it is. I had to play it.
Yeah. It's the little things, man.
I haven't played it today, you know?
I mean, it's the little things. Like, all morning long, people have been texting me, friends and whatnot, about, like, is Binkley real? Like those, like after his take this morning about fall weddings, which we all knew.
Yes.
But even still, you've heard it. And every time he says it, we're like,
that's the same guy that was pissed at Christian McCaffrey because he dressed up on Halloween during an injury stint. Yeah, well, honestly, you ought to be worried about getting into rehab because if you're getting over the tin man to no man, if he's not careful, you need more than oil to get his joints loose, if you know what I'm saying.
Yes. He was mad that Christian McCaffrey
Do you not remember that?
Up.
He's talking about, when remember he had that take
I remember,
in the bathroom?
I remember having the bad Halloween take that he had.
Yes,
like Halloween.
That was what rooted the argument.
Oh, is that what started that? Because sometimes, I'll be honest with you, Co., I just kind of listen when he starts going about stuff like this, and then I kind of dissipate myself.
Yeah, slowly kind of.
I mean, if I hear Binkley say, hey, I got a hot Halloween take to get to, I can only imagine where this one is going. And the pizza cutter.
Mm-hmm.
He legitimately got divorced and was more upset she took the damn pizza cutter. So this you're wondering why this guy is sitting here talking about fall weddings.
I mean, the fact that that guy literally, like Matt Stafford might not play a couple games because his back hurts.
That's right.
If you literally had zero voice, you had zero voice. You couldn't talk. You couldn't even whistle. And you would literally call Drew. Let's say you're doing your fantasy show.
Yeah.
You'd call
me
if your voice was shot, right? Like you're just out partying, you know, maybe just performing some stuff that took a little longer than normal.
Yeah.
and you're like, Dusty, hey, man, I can't do it. Can you just fill in this one Saturday? I'd be like, dude, yeah, rest your vocals. Not
football, energy drinks, beer, more football. Welcome to Bink at Night.
Hey, welcome back to Bink at Night. We like to do, we call it Monday Evening Quarterback with what? Kit Swanson. Kit, sorry about my voice, brother.
Three hours.
My friend.
No, it didn't, hey man, go on for 3 hours. I thought that was him just getting, like, sometimes the water goes down the wrong pipe. That was 3 hours of that?
2 hours. I forget we did the Chiefs show.
Give
me the list of quarterbacks that had better start their season than Mahomes. Again, 10, 9, 8, 7. Go! 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 You're an idiot. Sorry, Steve. You're always negative. You always are. Give me the list of quarterbacks that had better start their season than Mahomes. Again,
fastest 10 second
nine,
count.
8, 7, go! 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 You're an idiot. Sorry, Steve. You're just always negative. You always
sorry,
are.
Sorry, Steve.
Sorry,
don't
Steve.
Don't have to apologize.
Yeah. Yeah.
Sorry, Steve.
Sorry, Steve. Yeah. Hey, sorry about that, Steve. Yeah. Just come over for a beer and pizza. Bring the cutter.
Hey, man, what did you make him home yesterday? Was that his best performance ever?
But what the hell were we talking about with Binkley?
I have no idea.
The fall weddings.
Heywood Cobain. Yeah.
The fall weddings. There was something.
Pizza
there.
Cutter.
Pizza cutter, fall weddings.
You know, I'm sorry.
Go ahead. What were you going to say?
You know when Dwight sells Andy the car? 3, 2, 1. Take the deal. Yeah. That's Binkley. 10, 9, 8.
You're I think he may have counted wrong. 10, 8, 7, 9, 4, you're 2. Idiot. You're an idiot. Goodbye. Sorry, Steve. Didn't mean that.
Sorry,
no, and that also, that ending, that sorry, Steve, is like in old school when they get blue and they put the stockings over and said, get your ass in the car now. No, it's okay. We'll be fine. We'll have you home for dinner. Like, you're an idiot. You're a moron. Sorry, Steve. Sorry, didn't mean that. But you're always negative. I mean, get in the car.
Yeah.
Man, this guy's unbelievable.
Oh, I love him.
I mean, the whole fall wedding thing that he's still dying on that hill for, man.
Why not? I mean, own it. He stands on business. Get married in, I don't know, August, I guess? Nobody wants to do that.
No.
Get married in June. That's when you get married,
well, that's
right?
You're supposed to, like, June bride or whatever.
I'm doing July. I don't know if he'll like that, but.
Oh. July what?
July 25th.
Okay.
26.
Well, that's training camp started, brother.
I know.
Sorry,
dude.
Don't know that Jay's going to be able to make that.
Yeah, explain to your wife that you can't go on the honeymoon because you have to do a live show from St. Joe and might have to talk to, you know, Jaden Hicks.
Yeah, you may get the fourth offensive guard on that Saturday. You may get bringing stool. Honeymoon's canceled.
Oh, yeah. I can't make it.
Yeah.
913 says I could sit with a six-pack and listen to Bing Drops for hours.
Well, most of us can. I mean, think about that, though. Back in the old days, Dusty, if they would have said, you got to do a show at Uncle D's, Binkley would have canceled his honeymoon. Oh, Towers of Beer?
Hey, you see, I had a Dave. He got me a bag of barbecue chips. I got to be there to pick him up. Now I'm going to lose him. Okay, goodbye.
Yeah, no, like, that's like,
I got to make sure the Royals and Tigers play tonight. Right, both teams are going to lose 100 games, Jay.
Yeah, like, you're saying this stuff, and people are laughing. But they're laughing, at least I am, because, like, that's true stuff. Like, picking up a bag of potato chips, he would put on, like, the hierarchy of most important things. I can't do blank because I got to go meet Dave to get a bag of chips.
Would you rather spend a weekend with Binkley and Carrington or Binkley and Gold?
Oh, man.
Carrington.
Because Gold's right behind you, staring at us. Not really sure why. He's got a Hooters costume in his hand. Yeah.
But no, I think Carrington,
Hooters,
because
Hooters.
Because Carrington would be merciless.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
No matter why you give, your donations can do so much more with a donor-advised fund from DAFGiving360. You can get a tax deduction upon funding an account, and your assets can potentially grow tax-free as you recommend when and where to give. It's a tax-smart way to maximize your charitable giving from a fund with over 25 years of expertise bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together. Make a greater impact with DAFGiving360. Learn more at DAFGiving360.org.
Mercilessly, like, just needling Jay all weekend.
Alex
would get bored and he'd disappear and he wouldn't know where he was.
Somebody says, I bet Pink's a fan of fall divorces, though.
And on that note, we will talk to you tomorrow with Ben Maller joining the show. Go do something nice for somebody. You never know what could change their day, their week, their month, their year. It is simply cool to care. It's been Fess and Co. and Mac today. Coming up next, it's Cody, Gold, and Drew from 10 to 2. Take care. Oh, I'm sorry. It's Cody, Gold, and Drew till 1. Beakley from 1 to 2. They'll explain. Plus, they got a bunch of Hooters costumes. Talk to you tomorrow.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need. No matter why you give, your donations can do so much more. With a donor-advised fund from DAF Giving 360, you can potentially grow your charitable dollars tax-free and give now or over time by donating cash, publicly traded securities, or non-cash assets like real estate and crypto. With over 25 years of expertise bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together, DAF Giving 360 can help you make a greater impact. Learn more at DAFGiving360.org.
A message from a former New Yorker, presented by Street Easy.
We left Brooklyn Heights in 2021, and we miss it. We went from sharing a neighborhood with a few celebrities to sharing a neighborhood with my wife's parents.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, Street Easy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.